Hello and welcome to Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. I'm Royce Gomez, your host and founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, and speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to over 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Unlimited Woman, Charity Magazine, and I am the co-author of The Stories and Habits and Daily Habits of Highly Successful Women, an international bestseller, Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. I have effectively coached successful business owners who were in transition both in business and their personal life. Today, we are talking with Rose Durham, who is a recipient of the prestigious Women of Influence Award presented by the Colorado Springs Business Journal. Welcome, Rose, and thanks for joining us on Thrive today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
I want to get started by giving people a glimpse into your background. So can you share where you came from, Rose, and what your background and career progress has been like?
Well, I have a bit of an interesting story, probably not very unique, but I was born in Norway, and I immigrated to the United States in 1950. I was almost 3 years old. My father preceded my mother and brother and I by a year, and so we settled in the Midwest, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that's where I grew up and graduated from high school and attended college there as well. But in 1969, my family picked up, being the immigrants that they were and are, they moved to Colorado Springs. And so I've finished my last 30 hours at the University of Colorado and took a job, left Colorado for a small period of time, took a job with the state of Nebraska, and then moved back here in 1975, I believe. I was just gone for 3 years. So I've spent my entire, I would say, adult formative career years in Colorado Springs.
Excellent, Rose. Now, I know part of your background is that you are an expert in sales coaching and marketing strategies. Can you share some of your success around that part of your career and what impact that has made in the teams that you've worked with?
Well, I think a lot of my background was in communications. When I worked for the state of Colorado, it was social work. And I think what I learned very early on was the importance of relationships and in terms of, especially in terms of business, a lot of times people think it's about the sales pitch or the sales approach, but it really is more than anything about relationships. And I think that's something that I had to do early on was to create relationships, because when I started working, there were not a lot of working moms in particular, not a lot of working women, but not a lot of working moms. And so relationships became very important because you just did not have a lot of the services that you have now. No aftercare at schools, none of that. Daycare was difficult to find. So I learned very young to make relationships and to network. And I think that that has helped more than anything in terms of helping me develop people to their best ability. And I think that the thing that I also learned from that is that I had to work for my strengths. And I think that that's been a very helpful aspect in terms of my coaching, is helping staff identify their strengths and identify also their relationship building skills.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more that relationships are important, and working from your strengths and understanding what they are is important, not only to help you feel fulfilled in your career, but also to add the most value to the team and what you are gifted in.
And yeah,
you've
and
coached, Go ahead.
And I think that that has helped me in terms of coaching women and men, because I think that right, we're living in a time where you have many more dual income participants in a family, flex time, all those kinds of things. I think that experiences that I've had have been so meaningful in terms of assisting and helping people or staff, friends, whoever, realize their best potential and to find that balance in life that sometimes is so difficult to attain. And I think that some of my successes that I'm most proud of have been what other people have done. I've been fortunate to have been in my place of work for 20 years, and I feel very blessed that I can see the fruits of both of our labors. And it's, I think the thing that I enjoy the most is it's a team effort. It's something that we're doing in tandem. One of our partners calls me her career mom, and that's a very flattering term to me and a very positive term. It also tells me that I'm on the right path for where I am.
Now, Rose, we'll come back to that comment you made about being a career mom later, but before we go there, you have been very successful in your career, and you've been with the same company for nearly 20 years now, but you did not get there without some challenge or roadblock that may have stopped some that were not focused as you. Would you share a time when you've had to really dig deep within yourself and overcome something that was a major challenge for you?
Well, I think the thing that comes to mind, and again, it was early in my career, and again, at a time where there were not a lot of women in the workforce, and I had a wonderful mentor in my very first management job. He was absolutely fantastic. And being an absolutely fantastic person, he was quickly promoted on, and his replacement was not as fantastic. He was quite threatened by, I believe, women in particular, me in particular, I'm sorry. And he had a way of asking you to do projects and work. And I found out later that he would take the work that I had done and a colleague of mine had done and have his secretary affix his name to it at the time, and a bit of a blamer as well. So when things went wrong and he would get a call from Lincoln, Division of Social Services, we would be blamed. And it was such a confusing thing to me early on. And I think the thing that I learned from that was that, you know, to pick your places of work very well, and to know when to cut your losses. I quit that job, found out later that he was under investigation for a lot of different things, and he was just really an insecure, sad person. But what I learned was that an untenable there are untenable situations in life, and sometimes you just have to walk away from them. And I had no other job, but I learned a lot about myself, and I was able to survive. I was able to struggle. Wasn't perfect, but I think what I learned from that more than anything was that the place you work, the heart of the place you work, the ethics your life are much more important than anything else.
I couldn't agree more, Rose, and thank you for sharing that. Although the workplace has changed over the years, there's still some disparity, and there are still some places where we can be in aligned in our values. So I think that that's a timeless struggle, and many of our listeners can relate to that. So thanks so much for being vulnerable and sharing that. And we do have a special co-host in this Women of Influence series, and Lori Lovato is representing Legacy Bank and co-hosting this series with me. So I want to introduce and welcome Lori Lovato now for this next segment of the show. Thanks, Lori, for joining me.
Thanks, Royce. And congratulations, Rose, on your recognition as a Woman of Influence.
Thank you.
You know, Legacy Bank is excited to be a sponsor for this series for lots of reasons. We are a business bank, and we do believe in a lot of things that you're talking about in today's series. So it's been wonderful to listen to your start, but also to listen to some of the tips that you've already given our listeners about some good choices that they can make as they continue to build their career. We try to look at business from a similar perspective. As a community bank, we're very relationship-driven, and we've seen the success of that born time and time again. We're a member FDIC Institute, and because of that, it means that we've got to follow certain rules and regulations, but we also know that being a thought leader in the community is something that isn't always guided by strict guidelines as far as what you can do and what you can't do. The other thing is that we have had a very special relationship with the Colorado Springs Business Journal. They have an innovative approach to business, and they've taken that relationship direction that you've spoken about to a higher level. By honoring the Women of Influence, it allows people like you to share a story, and I think that that gets personal with people. You had made a reference just a little bit ago about choosing the place that you work correctly. For women that are making career direction choices every day, how would you recommend somebody go about doing that? Or how would you give them the knowledge to know when to walk away from a situation if their career path doesn't seem to be aligning with the direction that they would like to go?
Well, I think I use a few criteria in terms of what's important to me in a workplace beyond relationship. Laughter, a sense of gratitude. And more than a sense of gratitude, we are all really in the people business, regardless of what we do. And I think that a servant's heart, and I know that's a bit of an overused word right now, but if you have an attitude of serving, I think that that comes out pretty clearly in not just a company's written material, but in the people who work there as well, and the people who perhaps even interview you. And then I think one of the other things that's very important is something that a lot of people call grace. And one of the things that I enjoy about working where I'm working is you have the ability to fail forward. In other words, if you make a mistake, it's okay. You fix it, you learn. There's this great safety net. And I think you can learn a lot about a company by its people. And I know we have a process where not just one person interviews you. You'll talk to six or seven people in order to get a sense of the firm and also a sense of who you are. And I think that dynamic really can help you find a place where you fit.
I think that all of those things make such perfect sense. If you took that information and you crafted it as a business person that was hiring somebody, would you give them three ways that they could recognize a solid person like that to bring into their business that would fit with their culture?
Yes, I think you can. I think a lot of a way of doing that would be to talk about situational instances. In other words, on both sides, ask questions. If this particular thing were to happen in your firm, how would you handle it? I think, too, when you're looking for a job, it isn't that you're just in a position where you're answering. You also have permission to ask. And I think one of the things that we like to do is before we interview, we decide or we restate what attributes are important to us. And all of our questions reflect that. But I think on the other hand, if you are interviewing for a job, you also have the right and I think the duty to ask situational questions. And I think that you can even talk about things that have happened to you in the past. And I think that that will give you a lot of information from which you can make a decision. And I also believe, having done this for so long, there's something called your gut. When it's right, it's right, and you know it. And your gut is just really, I think, your unconscious experiences giving you a sense of where you need to go and what you where you need to be.
That's awesome. The gut has a tendency to give us lots of direction if we just have the opportunity to be quiet and listen.
Right, right.
Well, when I was kind of exploring some information about you and your position and your direction, I was surprised to learn that you speak multiple languages.
Yes. I am the oldest child of in my family, and my parents, my father spoke no English. My mother had English in school, and you have to understand, this is 1950. And so being the oldest child, I was the interpreter in my family. And so I went to school not knowing a lot of English. I spoke Norwegian, and teachers were not bilingual in those days. In anything, much less Norwegian, even though I was in South Dakota, which was a very Scandinavian community, at Sioux Falls. So as a college student, I pursued a degree in foreign languages, and so I have I'm very close to having a major in French and Spanish. I have minors in both those languages, and I'm fairly bilingual still in Norwegian. Spoken, I can read it. Writing is a little difficult for me because it was my first language, and it continues now. It is not my second language, and I'm a little rusty. But yes, it and I enjoy language and I enjoy reading. I decided I wanted to be an interpreter, but then I decided there wasn't a whole lot of market for being an interpreter in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'd probably have to go to New York and the United Nations at that time, and not a lot of place for me. So I did a quick shift.
Wow, what a story. In a quick one-sentence wrap-up, could you tell us why you think that having that experience with the multiple languages has been beneficial in your career?
Well, I think it has broadened my view and my understanding, because when you grow up in a family where the primary language is not the language of the country you're living in, you learn to be much more patient because you listen very carefully to what people say, not just their words, but their body language. And I think that's been very helpful.
Well, Rose, thank you for joining us in the conversation. And now I'm going to take back over the interview for the last couple of minutes. And I know that to be recognized as a woman of influence, that you are active in the community. Can you tell us a couple of special organizations that you work with and serve with?
Well, currently I'm not doing as much as I have done, so I'd like to turn the question around a little bit and tell you the ones that have been very gratifying to me personally. And a couple of those is I was on the state housing board for the 5th Congressional District some years ago, and that was a very fulfilling and broadening experience for me. And I was also on the LPMAR Awards for Excellence Commission, and that was also a very broadening experience, as well as I saw all the good that was being done in communities by individuals and people. And I want to go back to the relationship piece of it. It's just amazing what happens to people when they start connecting with other people.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, your current role is as Business Development Director at Stockman Cast Ryan, and I know that you've served in other roles with them over your 20-year career. Can you share a couple of tips for success for our listeners out there that are striving to have that long-term relationship with their employer and find it fulfilling?
Well, I think the number one thing is to find some place that resonates with you and who you are. And I have to tell you, I never thought I would be at this position for 20 years, not because it isn't a great place, it is, but I'm almost 70 years old and I'm still working. And I think that surprises me more than anything else. And I think I'm also welcomed and valued. And that's very important. As much as I welcome and value the people I work with in my place at Stockman. So I think if choose a place that where people are nice and where people want the, and I know that's sort of a trite term, but where people want the best for you, where you can also grow with them. And I think to me, the relationship, again, I just keep going back to the relationship. You spend a lot of time at work, and I think that relationship is important. And then you need to choose some place whose values and ethics match yours. And I think you know that many times from the interview, and if not from the interview, you're certainly going to know that in the first 30 days of your job.
Well, thank you, Rose. That's why you're called the career mom, because you can give sage advice to someone that is wanting a fulfilling career throughout the course of their working years. So thanks for that, and thank you for being a guest on Thrive today. Any last-minute thought that you can summarize that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, there's only one thing that comes to mind, and I know when you're looking for a job, there's a lot of uncertainty, and I think one of the things that I keep telling myself is how I respond to uncertainty is more important as to why I'm experiencing this uncertainty.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Well, Rose, I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing part of your journey with us. And I so appreciate the Colorado Springs Business Journal for giving us a chance to profile the exemplary women of influence who have served their community like you, and for Legacy Bank member FDIC, who has sponsored the Women of Influence Legacy Award this year. So thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your day, Rose, and we wish you the best.
Well, thank you, Royce and Lori. I appreciate your questions and your time as well.